Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's game. What were some takeaways that you had, whether it was from Saturday or whether it was from a day or two later watching on film?
Just we continue to hand-deliver gifts to the opposing team. You know, Central, we respected them, and we knew they were a good football team, but we just felt like we had an opportunity to compete with those guys on a high level. And just the turnovers early really put us behind an eight ball, putting the defense in a bad situation we just couldn't overcome. We felt like we could score against them, which we showed we could. Those early turnovers really put us in a bind.
We knew that he was capable of doing things, but, you know, when you have a running back like Hosea, I mean, obviously he's going to do bulk of the work, but I know he was very limited on Saturday. But on the flip side, Torrey had a pretty darn good game himself, and he showed that, you know what, he could run the ball pretty darn well too.
Yeah, and both of those guys, we don't, you know, Hosea is more of a durable back than Torrey. You know, Torrey carried the ball, I think, 30 times for 170-plus yards, but he can't do that every game with his size. So, but it was a breath of fresh air to finally see him get the bulk of the work, which is, you know, he's been clamoring for. You know, those two are best friends. They want to see each other succeed. And I think Hosea was even more excited than anybody else that he had the success that he had.
Okay, and taking a look ahead to this week's matchup with Emporia State, I mean, they're coming off a really gritty, low-scoring win against Fort Hays State. What have you seen from this Emporia State team on film?
Man, they are fast offensively. You know, they want to get up to 100 plays per game offensively. You don't normally see a team that's as high-powered offensively. They're just as good defensively. You know, they run a three-man front, and they get a lot of pressure with just three down linemen, and they'll drop eight, and they'll just take a lot of passing lanes away from you, and then you think you got holes to run the football, but those linebackers are really good.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins, and I'd like to take a moment this time to thank some of our goal line sponsors this season. We'd like to thank the Tricky Cotton team at RE/MAX Jefferson City, Capital Machine Company, and Blue Diamond Fine Jewelry. Well, Greg, we thought that last week might have been a chance for the kind of scuffling Central Missouri Mules to get better against Lincoln, and they got better in the terms of a 77-35 decisive victory. And it was a game that was kind of close a little bit early on, but then got out of control in a hurry, didn't it?
Just too many turnovers offensively for Lincoln, and that's really one area where they had been doing much better the previous 2 weeks. I mean, I think they only had one turnover against Nebraska Kearney. And, again, you just can't give teams extra possessions like that. I remember there was a kickoff return where they fumbled the ball and gave Central Missouri a short field late in the second quarter. And, I mean, at that point, really, it just seemed like they were gifting them a lot of points. When your defense is already struggling, the last thing you need is the offense to turn the ball over and to give the other team's offense a chance to go against Lincoln's defense. And, I know Lincoln came away with 35 points. That looks pretty good offensively, but the problem was, I mean, they did well early and they did well late, but, man, it was the middle 30 minutes that really cost them.
Yeah, and, you know, we've harped on it a lot this season, but it just kind of, you know, each time after the game gets over, I kind of do a mental note and try to figure out what it is at this point. Well, the Lincoln defense is allowing 63.8 points per game this year, which is just it's an ungodly total. It's just one of those things where you just go, you know, it's been that kind of a season, and unfortunately, it's that kind of a league where that can happen to you against the teams that you're playing where, yes, even even, you know, when, you know, Central Missouri came in kind of struggling and we kind of, you know, knew that they were, you know, having some problems this year. Well, that's still, teams like that can still hurt you pretty badly in that, in this league, and that's just the perils of playing in the MIAA each week.
I was going to say, it just makes me wonder about the hypothetical, like, what if they were still in the GLVC? Would it look different? Would it be the same? You know, you'd like to think that they'd maybe not win these games, but they'd look so much better if they're playing like the Southwest Baptist, the William Jewels, maybe even the Quincy's. They're just, you know, the MIAA, it's like, it's almost like they're watching the same team week after week,
right.
Just wearing a different uniform.
Yeah.
And that's really what a lot of the interviews on a weekly basis with Coach Hoskins feel like. We talk about like the same things, it's just a different team and different names of the players. And, you know, Central Missouri, we knew that 2-6 record was deceiving because, I mean, they lost a lot of close games. They played a gauntlet of a first month of the season. I mean, that was one of the most brutal September schedules in D2 nationwide, I would argue. And you take a look, and things were looking good because the last three games of their schedule all looked winnable for a chance for them to finish 5-6. And, yeah, they came in. They looked pretty good. I mean, they even had, you know, the backups were playing by the second quarter like we had seen the previous week against Kearney, and Central Missouri was still scoring and still putting up lots of yards and just looked good against Lincoln's ones.
Yeah. So it puts the Blue Tigers at 0-8 right now, and you know the problem is you mentioned it, it's kind of like, well, you put a different colors or different jerseys on the opponent the next week. So, you know, the Blue Tigers go to Emporia State at 1 p.m. Saturday. It's an Emporia State team that's 5-4. You know, and it's not so much that it's you know, another stern test in this league and another team that can hurt you if they want to. It, you know, it's a team that's coming off back-to-back wins, and it's not even the win, you know, at Fort Hays State last week or the win against Missouri Southern, you know, 2 weeks ago that kind of troubles me. Here's the game that troubles me is 3 weeks ago they lost, but they only lost 42-35 to Nebraska Kearney, and we know how good Nebraska Kearney is. We've seen exactly how talented they are this year. So, I mean, if they were in a one-score game with Nebraska Kearney, you go, oh my gosh, this is not your run-of-the-mill 5-14. This is not your garden variety 5-14. This is a 5-14 that can probably hurt you pretty badly if you're not careful this week.
Well, what's got to be nervous for Lincoln is really, you know, Emporia's defense. Because, Dawson Hams was the MIAA Defensive Player of the Week. If you take, I mean, yeah, he had 12 total tackles, but he didn't have a whole lot outside of that. Why he got the award was because he came up with two huge tackles on Fort Hays' last possession to try to score the go-ahead touchdown. So, I mean, they're just a stout defense. They've looked so good. And the thing that it's going to look bad is that a lot of these games they've been in have been low-scoring or reasonably scored, or reasonable scores. That's not, I mean, they're going to, again, it's going to be the ninth straight game where Lincoln will more than likely give up a team's season high in points. And, this is just, they've got a great offense with Brady Gleason or Braden Gleason back there, and honestly, it's not one guy. It's like Kearney. We talked about how Central Missouri had one really good receiver. Well, this team's really spreading it out. You know, no receiver has had a 100-yard game. They've got 11 players with at least 100 yards receiving, and nobody has more than 361 yards receiving. So it's very balanced. So the one good thing is it's not like you have to worry about double-teaming somebody that they're really targeting often. But the problem is every player is the same, and they don't really have the personnel where everybody has the same skill level at the cornerback position or the safety position.
You kind of mentioned in passing, but it is worth noting that their last seven games in a row have all been one score games, and some of them have been field goal games. I mean, they, you know, a 15-12 win, a 24-21 win, that 7-point loss to Kearney, seven point loss at Central Missouri, 5-point win over Washburn, 2-point loss to Pitt State, a 1-point win at Missouri Western. So you're talking about, this team's been in every game. So yeah, you look at it and you go, sometimes teams play that game where it's just like, oh, we could be this or we could be this. I mean, we're talking about a team that could easily be 9-0 if, you know, you play here or there. So that's what's even kind of more scary about them is just the fact that, yeah, maybe they're not running away from people because some of these games are low scoring and close, but they're never out of game. So they've kind of proved their mettle. I mean, and again, I think if you told anybody in the MIAA this year that going into the season, you go, you know what, at this point in the season, you'd be 5-4 and have been, you know, in 7 1 score games. I think most coaches would say, yeah, I'll take that because, again, just the top to bottom toughness of this league and just the amount of teams that can hurt you from week to week out. There's going to be a lot of teams or a lot of coaches that have pretty good careers in the MIAA if they go 6-4, 7-3 every year.
Here's what the MIAA has to really worry about is the regional rankings came out this week, and I'm trying to remember, I think it's only the top 7 move on. I don't think it's top 8. I think top 8 is basketball. Well, top 8 is basketball, top 7 football. They've only got one team in the top 7. Kearney is 8 because Kearney got, walloped last week by Northwest Missouri, and I thought that would be a much, much closer game, and
I actually
thought Kearney was going to win it.
Yeah.
Here's what is going to look bad is we're talking about how loaded the MIAA is, and they might only have one playoff team.
Yeah.
Now, granted, about 3 or 4 teams are going to find their way into bowl games, but it's not quite the same because, you play the bowl game, there's no chance for advancement. I mean, Northwest Missouri might be their only chance to have something go right. So the problem is everybody's beating each other up.
Right.
As you mentioned with Emporia State and their record, they really needed a couple of for the MIAA to look really good nationwide.
Sure.
They needed
to
have a couple of teams really.
They needed to be top
heavy. And it's just not. That's the problem. Is like this conference is just so good this year, and I don't think it's going to be reflected in the postseason.
Oh, so deep. That's the thing. If you were top heavy, it would look more impressive. Because you'd be like, oh, look at all the teams we got in the playoffs. Well, that's just, I think sometimes it's more fun just to watch that depth play out just from the standpoint of, it gives you interesting results every week because you're just not sure how things are going to play out.
But at the same time, it also makes you wonder, should they consider maybe splitting into divisions so they get some play some of those teams in their region and they have those head-to-head wins and like, hey, look, so that way they could get higher and higher. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen because I think a lot of those athletic directors like having their football schedules set. They don't have to worry about scheduling non-conference teams.
Sure.
But maybe this is a year where they look, and if only Northwest Missouri gets in, maybe they start having second thoughts about that.
Oh, yeah. And frankly, I've always been the type of guy that I've always kind of liked having a few non-conference dates just so you could play some traditional foes or, in the case of the MIAA, some of your former MIAA schools that maybe
let's get
left.
Northwest Missouri and Truman State to play.
I mean, I'm still mad about the fact that the Old Hickory Stick game is not happening, so don't get me started on that. don't get me up on that platform because I'll start railing about that one. But it is, it's just very interesting to see just kind of how this season has played out and how they've all taken their lumps kind of at different times because of that depth. So I guess that gets us to the prediction point, and I think that we know that there are going to be some more lumps taken this week by Lincoln. It's just a matter of how bad that it could be. Is the fact that maybe Emporia State hasn't put up tons of points this year maybe going to be a saving grace from the standpoint of maybe it doesn't hurt that average too much more like we've seen, or how do you see this playing out?
I think this is a game that Emporia State will win 63-14, but the one thing I'll be curious about, I mean, Hosea Franklin is probably going to be another game-time decision. I mean, Torrey Hicks had a great running game for them last week. I think he had about 170 yards rushing. And so now Lincoln's feeling pretty good because they've got two capable running backs. Are we going to – is Zamar Brake also might be a potential game-time decision? Who knows what's going to happen there? And that would also make a huge difference because at this point Lincoln's really struggling with health. So if some of those stars aren't going to be able to play, I mean, this might be a 63-0 type game, not 63-14 or 21.
Okay. All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com. And for game updates and more college sport content all week, follow Greg Jackson on Twitter. That's @ACTIONJAXON05 on Twitter.